Welcome, my friends, to celebrate fifth Sunday in ordinary time. Today, the message for us is God's call. We find the book of Isaiah being called, and also in the gospel reading, we saw Peter and his companions being called. So since it is the messages of God's call, I thought I will share my priesthood or my call to the priesthood. You know, I was born in India, down south of India. Sometimes you may have seen on televisions, you know, jungles, real deep jungles, thick forests. And I was born and brought up in such place, in a very deep jungle, even now, thick forest. And the reason why my parents, grandparents all settled down there was because of a river that was flowing that way, so that it was easy for our irrigation, for our farming purpose. My father was a farmer. I too am a farmer. And we used to work on the farmland where we were 8 children. All of us used to work morning till evening. That was our main kind of occupation. Like we lived on the land, we worked on the land, we sort of survived on the land, we ate whatever the land produced and gave us. That was our life. Very simple, small. Then whole school, I used to go to a primary school, walking through the forest, 4 miles going and 4 miles coming back. I did that for good 7 years. And then I had to go to another direction for Sunday Mass, as well as for my middle school. And that was another 3 years. That was also walking. Distance equal 4 miles walking, 4 miles coming back. And even for the church, we had to walk every Sunday, you know, 4 miles walking and 4 miles walking back. While this was going on, the river, you know, like 3 months every year during the monsoon, it flowed, you know, plenty of water current. So our neighbor had one boat. So we had to all make sure that we all come together and cross the river through that boat. So that had implications for our church attendance. So we had to make sure that we all go together, attend the church, and come back. So my involvement in the church also was very minimum because of that, because all of us had to come together. So I could attend the catechism a little bit, but then come away, run away, along with my parents or brothers and sisters, so that we all cross the river together. Because, you know, if we miss the boat, then nobody would come again to help us to cross the river. So it went on for some time that way. But eventually what happened was that boat got spoiled and broken. And afterwards there was no boat. So I had to go for my middle school crossing the river. Then every day, like 3 months, monsoon time, I had that issue of crossing the river. So what I would do, when the river was full, I had to remove all my clothes, try on my head and swim. Because there was no other way. And when there was current, there was a real problem to how to swim. Because you would be swept away by the current. So I learned to swim even while current as well. So like you get in somewhere there if you have to go there. So the current will take you there slowly there. So I learned that trick. So I had to learn that And of course, there was a bridge, but then if you have to use the bridge, you have to walk 8 miles. Near not any bridge or there was no any road as well. The road was there, some mud road. It was not surface road. It was not motorable. Basically, it was a glorified path. That's all. So we were walking. So that I did another like 3 years. Altogether, 10 years, I used to walk 4 miles to the school and 4 miles back from the school. 10 years I did that. Then the village way to situate it, I said, very far flung from kind of a urban or city center, from very in the deep inside the village. So we were cut off, basically. We had no much interaction with the parishioners. We used to come and sit somewhere at the back there and, participate in the mass and go back. There was no other interaction. I didn't know anything much about the church. I never studied in a church school. Little bit of, as I said, mass and catechism, and that was all. I had no opportunity to become dressed beautifully like this and become altar servers. I wish I could do that, but I couldn't do that. I had no opportunity either. So now, how my vocation story began. When I finished my 10th grade, a family member of mine asked me, "What are you going to do?" I didn't know what to say. I said, "I will continue my studies. Maybe I will migrate to another city so that where I can study, do college." But then again, that was difficult. But then I was contemplating only, or maybe I will start working somewhere, whatever, or I will work, remain at home and continue to work on the field with my father and brothers and sisters. Meanwhile, there was a vocation camp in the church. I attended that vocation camp. It was a residential. It was third day when I was going back. The person, someone told me there is a book here to be given to the pastor in the presbytery. So I went with that book to the pastor and I was giving him. At that time I was 17 years plus, maybe, something like that. And he looked at me and he asked me, "What are you going to do?" I didn't know what to say. I was very nervous and afraid. My hands were shaking like that, because he was a priest, holy priest, and we were all kind of lot of reverence for him and fear, because he was a very good holy man. So we had lot of respect for him, but then I was afraid. Then straight away he said, "You become a priest." All hell broke loose. I didn't know what to say. My hands were shaking and I almost dropped the book on his table. I didn't know what to say. Neither I said yes, because I was afraid. Nor I said no. I was afraid to say no. And I did not say no. I became a priest, and 40 years I'm a priest. That's how the whole thing began. Then he himself wrote my application, wrote my forms and did everything and made sure that I joined the seminary. I joined at 17 plus years of age, continued my formation, and lo and behold, I am here in front of you. Why I am saying all this today? As I said, today's reading is all about vocation or God's calling. First of all, we find God, Jesus, getting into the boat of Simon Peter. Jesus getting into the boat of Simon Peter, but he does not ask his permission. He simply gets into it and says, "Take it little further." That's all. So God intervenes in our lives. God does not ask our permission. God does not need our permission. God needs our submission. God needs our submission, not permission. That is one thing. Then we have the beautiful experience of sinfulness, its unworthiness. We find in the first reading, Isaiah was told, come and prophesy, follow me. Isaiah said, no, I'm a sinful man, you know, I can't do that and all that. No, don't say you are sinful. Behold, I purify you. God touches fire to his lips and he was purified. Moses was called. Moses said, no, I can't speak. I am too young for that. God said, no, don't say that. I will give Aaron. Go with him. Jeremiah said, I am only a youth. I can't speak. God said, no, you don't have to worry. I will put my words into your mouth. You have to just speak. So I can go on. All examples we find, there is tremendous feeling of unworthiness. I felt myself. I said, I didn't know anything much about the church, about the priesthood, about nothing. I was so afraid. But the priest said, go, become a priest. And that's how I came. Here, what is going on? God is asking my availability, not ability. God is asking for my availability, not ability. Then we have Jesus getting in the boat and he was preaching. While preaching, there were people somewhere towards the end of the seashore. They were watching from distance and they were kind of onlookers. There were another section of people very close to the waters, but on the sand, they were keen to listen to Jesus and learn. They were like seekers. They are looking for Jesus. They are looking for the word of God. They are hungry for the word of God. Then there is another set of people. They were with Jesus on the boat. They were disciples. They were apostles. They were involved. They were getting involved in the life of Jesus. So where am I? Where am I in the whole spectrum of discipleship? Am I someone looking at far from a distance as an onlooker? Or am I closer to Jesus and am I an enthusiastic seeker of the word of God and learner? Or am I fully involved in the life of Jesus and being an apostle? Then we have that beautiful encounter, Peter and Jesus. Jesus asks him, put into the deep. Peter says, no, Lord. He says, we toiled whole night. Peter thought, who is this son of a carpenter, rabbi, who is advising me? Peter was a fisherman. He knew what he was doing. He knew his waters, availability of fish and all that. He knew very well. He thought little funny, almost it was during the day that Jesus is asking to put the nets. What he did? At your command, Lord. At your command. So what is going on here? Jesus is asking for obedience, not opinion. Jesus is asking for obedience, not opinion. Friends, today three things, takeaways, I am presenting before you. The first, Jesus is asking for submission, not permission. Secondly, Jesus is asking for our availability and not ability. Third, Jesus is asking for our obedience and not opinion. Where are we? Are we stuck at looking for? Are we seeking Jesus? Are we follower? Let us be the people who make ourselves available. Let us be the people who submit ourselves to Jesus and obey his word. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.